Hello and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hello. Today I'm again with Deonna, the Love Guide. We're going to talk today about the priorities in the list of things that men assess about a woman's femininity or lack thereof. But first, let me introduce Deonna.
Hello.
Deonna is a professional guide for capable women to take control of their love lives and attract the reality and relationships they deserve by changing the way they love themselves. She's had nearly a decade of certified experience and teaches women how to tackle their subconscious blocks and develop radical self-love that attracts healthier relationships. If you're ready for a meaningful relationship that leads to long-term commitment, let Deonna guide the way. Welcome, Deonna.
Oh, thank you so much. So great to be here with you again.
Oh, it's wonderful. So tell me about this list. How have you come to create it? What's the research and all of that?
Yes. So, I mean, over this decade of counseling, coaching, guiding many couples, many singles, being a part of many different groups, countless interviews, I've just compiled a working list of priorities, and they're based on what men are saying, what they're saying they prioritize. So it's important, ladies, to understand there's no law here. You know, this is literally, that's why I'm a guide, right? So this is guidance. It's for you to consider and increase your awareness of what a lot of the men are saying and what they're prioritizing.
So what they really look for, what attracts them first off, what constitutes allure, what constitutes flirtation?
Yes.
Yeah.
What sparks interest, right? So we're definitely going to start with what kind of sparks interest, and you'll see as the list progresses, so would their interest, so would their level of investment, so would their likeliness to commit. So keep that in mind. So we're going to start with appearance. It's the first step, and it's the easiest to implement as well. It's the easiest to improve, right? Plus, we know men are visual. They're visual beings. So when they are assessing, what do you think they start with? They start with appearance, right? So the recommendation here is, it's not about, okay, men want thin, men want this. It's not about that. It's actually about you having a curated appearance, meaning it's carefully chosen, it's thought out, it's organized, and it's presented well. And what does that encompass? Well, a few things. Your hair, your skincare and makeup, if you wear that, your clothing, your footwear, your body, your fitness level. So it is your entire appearance.
And we're not talking here
about how much skin you show or how high your heels are. This is about presenting you as you to the
That's
best
right.
of your ability, not holding back. No, I can feel myself on the spectrum of whether I'm classic, which case I could easily go to twin set and fills, and that would down dial me. Another part of me is gamine, and that's sort of slightly mischievous and boyish, you know. So it takes me more into, I don't know, fitted leggings, you know, and a short skirt. Something a bit more funky, something with a bit more detail and a bit more energy about it. So it's those sorts of things we're talking about, isn't it? And I think we talked a moment ago when we were on doing the other recording about your appearance, which has a greater sense of dynamism and drama about it. How else would you describe you?
I think I'm fun. I think I like, I mix in a little bit of classic. So you'll see, like, you know, I'll have a little bit of frill. It might be a little floral, earthy tones. But yeah, then my earring is going to add a little funk to it, a little splash and dash of, you know, excitement. And that matches my personality. So it's great that you pointed out a lot of, you know, femininity content will focus on wear the pinks and the dresses and the heels. And that can be true, right? And that can be helpful for people that like that and want to do that. But I think it's more helpful for everyone if instead of giving a uniform for everyone to wear, we talk about it's just your overall appearance. It is a curated look. Meaning you put your best foot forward. If you look good in a certain type of thing and it makes you feel confident, then build around that. But it's really, you know, the focus on your effort and putting yourself together well.
Yes, beautiful. And a man will pick up on that.
Yes.
If you're showing self-care like that, a man will pick up on it.
Absolutely. So the next thing, after appearance, is personality. So personality is based on the inner work that you do. So think of it like what you put in is what comes out, right? So if you believe in self-help and self-care, you are going to present yourself in a way that shows you care about yourself. You put forth an effort. If you are an avid reader or well-traveled, that will also show up in your personality because your conversation is going to be more robust. You're going to have more things that you can have an opinion on. So it literally is based on the inner work. It's also your overall presence and demeanor. It's your sense of humor. It is, if you're in a room and someone is across it, what kind of vibe would they pick up on? And then when they come over and they speak, what are they going to get from that initial conversation? So that's your
Beautiful.
Personality.
Beautifully defined.
Next is social interactions. This is a big one that I discovered in really researching and talking to a lot of men. They observe your manners. They observe your level of kindness with others. They observe whether or not you can have appropriate conversations. So when we're thinking about dating, and say you are a woman that, you know, desires to have maybe a man of means, a man of a certain stature or who has a high profile, he's going to be looking to see what environments he can bring you into that you can comfortably navigate. So they look at that.
This is an important distinction. We're not just looking at attracting any man. We're looking at attracting a quality man
that's
going to treat you well. that's going to command respect and be respectful, that is trustworthy, all of that legal, decent, honest, truthful, loving, reliable, that gives you a committed container to have a relationship in.
Oh, a committed container. I love that. Love that. So they also are looking at your reactions to environments and circumstances. So what is your ability to handle adversity? They look at that. They consider that high on their list of priorities, and they also look at social media. So for those of us who think I can be one way on social media, but I'm different in person, well, some people are going to factor that in. They're going to look at how you present yourself on social media. And if you show too much, if you are crass in what you say, if you are argumentative, they look at that.
Yeah, yeah. And that is either attractive or not, depending who they are.
Absolutely. This is good because you're going to get to say one of my favorite words. So, mystery. Mystery. And this is about whether or not you create allure, desire, curiosity, right? I teach this in my membership to my ladies as learning how to strategically share. So as women, we love to talk, we love to relate, right? So it's so easy. Me and Heather, we get on a call and we look up and it's 30 minutes past because we're just relating, having the conversation. But when you're factoring in dating and like interacting with men, you have to strategically share. You don't want to overwhelm them and you don't want to give them a blueprint, right? You don't want to give anyone the blueprint of how they can show up as an actor. You want a man to genuinely show up how he is so that you can make the decision whether or not this fits for you. So you have to strategically share. You have to have some mystery. You can't always be available. You can't give everything.
And so you seed bits of information to see if they pick up on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do they even care to elaborate too?
Yeah. Are they interested? Are they responsive?
Yes.
Or do they just want? Mm-hmm. I suppose it's always difficult on a first or second date because quite often men are sort of trained to show off a bit because they're wanting to show you everything they've got that you might want. And that can come across as disinterested in you. And it is a lot of women quite a big turnoff. Yeah.
So good distinction. I actually had a client this week who was kind of dealing with that. She met a very nice gentleman. He's well-to-do, has a really important job. And he took her on a weekend date. And like you said, he was kind of pulling out all the stops, like just showing her everything he could do. And she's like, we didn't ask that many questions about me. And I'm like, okay, you know, I understand. He's trying to impress you though. So you have to consider some of that in the dating. That's a really good point to bring up. Next, the first layer is like appearance. The next layer is like personality, your conversation, your presence, demeanor. The next thing is like social interactions. They're looking at how you can fit into different social settings. They're looking at your level of kindness, your manners, how you can have appropriate conversations. Then there's mystery. Is there more to discover about her? You know, does she create an atmosphere that I want to keep coming to? Is there curiosity there? Do I want to know more about her? Next is your skills and abilities. We're going to have to spend a little bit of time here. I notice, and you know, it's a great thing. Women are becoming more educated now. Women are owning more businesses. Women are being more successful in careers. That's amazing, right? So we applaud that. However, when it comes to love, romantic connections, your skills and abilities are great, but there's no announcement needed. You do not have to list off your credits and all of that. Just do it, just be it, just have it, right? If I'm a doctor.
It's important. You've got nothing to prove. That's the thing.
Nothing to prove. Yes. Nothing to prove, right? You've already gotten the degree. Great. You know, it's going to show up in your conversation level. It's going to show up in the things you're knowledgeable about, right? You don't have to announce that. Your profession. Yeah, you can talk about it when it permits. Like when the conversation creates a space for it, but don't lead with it. Don't lead with it as a selling point because most gentlemen, it's great if it brings you joy and you're happy about it, but that's not what sells them on you.
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Absolutely. And this includes this, you know, for my women that are stay-at-home moms or things like that, that you're not left out, right? This also goes for your domestic skills and your parenting. A lot of women, we find our identity in what we do and who we are to others. But when you're, you know, on your journey to attract a partner, the partner should be about who you are. So like Heather said, your being, right? What you do and who you are to others is not your being. So you don't have to sell your parenting skills. Just be a good parent. It'll show up. You know, your children are the fruit of that.
And it's all those qualities of love and the capacity for love we talked about in the first podcast.
Yes, absolutely. And the last one, and this is important to men. Your masculine men awareness, right? So this is understanding of general masculine traits, right? So provider, protector, logical, physical strength, drive, leadership, control. So it's just a general understanding of that, an understanding of how that might show up so that you can flow in the feminine. That's your lane. His lane is the masculine. So understanding that. And
I want to come to that a little bit more, if you don't mind, because that does not mean being a doormat. It means understanding those traits.
We can't say that enough.
No. And holding your composure and your status in the relationship. They may need control, but not control of you. They may
that's
need
right.
control of life. And if they're a good man, and that's who we want you to be attracting, they will take into account your opinions all
that's
the way.
Right. Right. That's and a part of their leadership. Good leadership.
And if they, you don't want them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because the distinguishment between like a good leader, the one we're talking about, the one we want you to attract, good leaders take into account who they're leading. They factor in their opinions. They factor in their desires. They factor in what will make them happy. That is a part of how he's going to govern himself and lead the relationship. That does not mean control of who you are, what you like. No, you are a divine woman who has her own thoughts, her own desires, her own things that she brings to the relationship. And they will be honored, respected, and valued.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So the other part of masculine awareness is interacting with men using feminine qualities. Oh my goodness, this came up so much from all different types of men, all different walks of life, all different ages. They all expressed that it's a priority for them for a woman to bring the woman presence that they can't bring. It's one of the main reasons why they desire to have a woman in their life, because she does things that don't come natural to him. Mm. So if you look back on, you know, our first conversation where we talked about, you know, the feminine characteristics that are core strengths, the men value them. They look for them in us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very mm-hmm. beautifully put.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people get into contact with you?
Yes. So I have a website. It's DestinationDionna.com. That kind of has a link to everything, my social media. You can get on my newsletter there. You can sign up for my membership community, which is a paid membership. So if you like lessons like this, I actually dive even deeper into the lessons there. And I also do accountability with my members. So I teach them the lesson, and then we talk about how they can implement it in their lives. So that's awesome. But I would say go to my website, and you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Destination Dionna. It's the same everywhere.
Thank you so much, Dionna. It's been beautiful talking to you and sharing this feminine moment.
Yes, this has been lovely. My heart is just like fluttering as we're talking. So thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah, my heart's smiling. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening. And we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.